explain to you who Brother Huey P. Newton is and your soul, I got to explain to you also your soul, your needs, your political desires and needs, because that is Huey's soul.
When we first organized the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, he said, Bobby, he said, we're going to draw up a basic platform. Just basic. That black people can read. He says, we don't want to go really elaborate with all these essays and dissertations and all this stuff. So I said, brother, going to look at that. And he said, man, I ain't got time for that. I got to go see what I can do for myself. It's just a basic platform that the mothers who struggle hard to raise us, that the fathers who worked hard, that the young brothers in school who come out of school semi-literate.
You say we want freedom, we want power to determine the destiny of our black community.
Full employment for our people. Number three, we want housing fit, decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Number four, we want all black men to be exempt from military service. Number five, decent education for our black people in our community that teaches us the true nature of this decadent racist society, and to teach black people and our young black brothers and sisters in society, because if they don't know their place in society and in the world, they can't relate to anything else. Number six, we want an end to the robbery by the white racist businessmen of black people and black people in their community. Number seven, we want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Number eight, we want all black men held in county, state, federal jails and prisons to be released because they have not had a fair trial, because they've been tried by all white juries, and that's just like being tried in Germany being a Jew. Number eight, black people, number nine, when brought to trial, will be tried by members of their peers. And a peer being one who comes from the same economic, social, religious, historical, and racial background. If the United States government and the courts and the local courts did this, they would have to choose black people from the black community to sit up on the jury. They'd have to choose some of their mothers who've been working 20 years in Miss Ann's kitchen scrubbing floors like my mother had done. They have to choose some of them hard-working fathers. They have to choose some of those brothers who stand on the block out there wondering where they're going to get a gig. They're going to have to choose these black people. And number 10, he would say, let's just summarize it. We want housing, we want clothing, we want education, we want justice, and we want peace. A basic platform. And in case you never knew it or not, of all the things that you've heard in the press, of all the derogatory statements that you made in the press about Brother Huey P. Newton and I, of all these derogatory statements to guide you away from seeing this form that Huey was talking about for his own people, you have to learn to look through the white press. You have to learn to see what's going on. Now, out of this platform, Huey P. Newton realized that it was necessary for us to start working on these points, these 10 points, practically. Remember number seven? We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. This is very, very important. And here, whether you know it or not, is where you start dealing with the black revolution. When Huey says, every black man put a shotgun in your home. And once we let the man know, say, look, we armed from block to block, and we're going to patrol you from our windows. And we're not going to have you brutalizing none of our people in the streets. Do you realize what kind of power black people have then? Because you begin to neutralize their police force, because them cops are going to start riding shaky and scared. In fact, we're in a position then to demand that they withdraw from our community, because they occupy our community just like a foreign troop occupies territory. Very important to understand. We hate cops beating black people over their heads and murdering them. That's what we hate. If you got an enough energy to sit down and hate a white person just because of the color of his skin, he wastes a lot of energy. You better take that same energy and put it into motion out there and start dealing with those oppressive conditions, and you're going to find out just what you hate and what you're going to stop. Black people, we are organizing to stop racism. You dig it? When you stop racism, you stop brutality and murder of black people by the racist occupying army in our black community. That's what we're going to stop. What's being done to us? You dig it? Can you dig the white power structure for us and how they've escalated the situation? That before Watts, there was 1,300 cops. Now there's 6,000 cops patrolling black people. That in Oakland, they had 350 cops just 3.5 years ago. Now they got 1,000 cops patrolling black people. San Francisco's double its police force, and every area major metropolis where black people live all across this country, they've double, triple, and quadruple their police force, equipped them with tanks, all kinds. We got to stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify.
Everyone carries a shotgun now. You want to get a hold of that stuff, sir? They have all cars have those now, do they?
Yes, all we cars. Have. Every car has
the
right.
Yeah. All cars carry that helmet, do they?
Yes, they do, sir.
That is, for what purpose do you use that for?
In case we get into an area where there would be flying debris or for our own protection.
In other words, in the case of anywhere you might be, where it might be a bomb or anything, you put that on your head to save your head.
Yes, sir.
We hope we never use any of this equipment, but we do prepare. Most of our fellows are Boy Scouts, these young men. They have that model. Be prepared.
Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, so far as we who have sponsored this meeting tonight are concerned, that the key is spelled out in four letters. The initial of each word. S-A-S-O. Say so. Standing for study or inform yourself. We will be more than happy to keep in contact with those of you who are interested in the information coming into you. E, CISO, S-D-S-O, E. Armed, ladies and gentlemen.